Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Metal! The Fan Metal! And the Rangers have one more hell to climb, baby! But it's Moose Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the final!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We lost again? Back it up. Yankees lost back-to-back game. Season's over. Just kidding. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm in here watching the lucky-ass Boston Celtics. I just said to Marco, that game right there swings the series. If the Pacers take game one on the parquet floors in Boston in front of big, sloppy David Ortiz and these Celtics fans that were dead quiet, I was listening to the radio broadcast on my way back. They sucked the air out of that place. Whatever. You guys don't even care about the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA because the Knicks aren't playing. In 1 hour, it's officially Wednesday. The Rangers will be playing in the Conference Finals. And the Yankees lost, but so did the Mets. And we're going to get into it tonight. 877-337-6666. Oh, let me guess. The Yankees can't beat good teams. Oh, let me guess. Well, the Yankees are facing good pitching. Oh, let me guess. Clayton Andrews? Why the hell is Clayton Andrews in there? Straight up. In the stadium. Shout out to anyone I was with in the stadium. Shout out to Andrew Levy. Perfect Suite was lit tonight. 203 Creatures were lit tonight. Terror Squad, what up? Just not our night. Back-to-back nights. Two different ways to lose, but all in all, man, that Clayton Andrews appearance, why? It's okay. It is what it is. You're going to lose games, and I still can't even really be mad because law of averages, that's baseball Susan, but that's not Susan baseball. Like, you're going to lose, and the Mariners are a first-place team and a good team. Now, yeah, can we point to some reasons why the Yankees lost? You know, Aaron Boone was already in the postgame and said he liked the lane for him. As I'm sitting in section 124 after Gleyber homers, which if you can talk down on Gleyber Torres every single day like I do, you can also put respect on that man's name and give him some credit for coming through. After he skipped that ball past Anthony Rizzo last night, I did have some bets for Gleyber Torres to hit a home run today, but they were parlayed with a bunch of other things that did not happen. I had an inkling that Gleyber was going to have that weighing heavy on him and be locked in at the plate at some point tonight, and it's good to see Gleyber locked in at the plate. Now or never, Gleyber. Now or never. 877-337-6666. If you'd like to talk about the Yankees and Yankee Stadium and the Yankees losing to the Mariners, it's a four-game set, so now all they can do is potentially split the series. They can't win the series. And I don't know, maybe they lose the series. Bum, bum, bum. What? I thought they were going to go undefeated the whole month. First time they lost back-to-back games this month. Clayton Andrews, I know you guys are looking for something to be mad at. Some of you are just mad at Aaron Boone, right? I said Boone already said, in hindsight, that probably wasn't the best move. Thought we had a lane for him. Nah, that's tough. I saw my guy Brendan Cuddy write on Twitter about Clayton Andrews, who, like, if you listen to me every night, what did I tell you about this bullpen? It's ever changing. It's ever evolving. There's going to be a bunch of guys, a bunch of different names. But Brendan Cuddy writes, Clayton Andrews in, right before he gave up that solo shot and before he hit a bat, whatever. Clayton Andrews in. When he was called up yesterday, it was his first time ever in New York City. Wasn't even sure if he drove over the George Washington Bridge. It was all such a blur. Found out he was getting called up at 11:15 while he was in the supermarket in Scranton. Got to the Bronx by 2:30. So that's a lot to handle. Shell-shocked. It is what it is. You know what I said to somebody who was sitting next to me as we were talking about it in the game? And people were, you could hear some groans in the stadium. Like, why is this guy in? Why is this guy pitching right now when we just got back into the game? I said it's a four-game series. They probably had a doot-doot-doot pre-planned lane and pre-planned part of the game that they were going to put him in, and they rolled the dice there, and Boone talked about it, but it is what it is. I know you guys are going to be mad about that. All in all, Brian Wu and the Wu crew, Brian Wu pitched pretty well. What do you have, 7 strikeouts? And I think his prop was at 3.5. He pitched better than I thought he was going to do against this Yankees lineup. And let's talk about the Yankees lineup as I'm headed to the stadium today. And the Yankees lineup comes out. It's like, okay, Giancarlo Stanton is not in the lineup. And Trent Grisham is going to play. All right, whatever. All in all, you got to hit. And all in all, if you don't hit, you're not going to win. All in all, if you leave guys on base and you strike out and you're facing a team like the Mariners are a scrappy team like that with a bunch of random guys like Dylan Moore, right, who is a utility guy, but hey, he'll make you pay. I tip my cap to the Mariners and the Mariners fans, and, you know, they have a pretty solid team. I actually had a bet on them to make it to the World Series early in the year, like $9 on it. But they've been close. They've been around. And looking at their team tonight, they did enough again to win in Yankee Stadium, striking first. Like I said, with Dylan Moore hitting that 2-run shot after Rojas got on in the 3rd inning. And then, you know, you get to the 7th inning, they go up, Yankees respond, and then they continue to tack on in the 8th and the 9th. All in all, looking at the Yankees, right, Soto, 0-for-4, 2 Ks. Rizzo, 0-for. It's not enough. Cabrera, 0-for. Grisham, 0-for. And that's how you lose. 877-337-6666 for the Mets. They've also lost now back-to-back nights in Cleveland. Cleveland, this is for you. Lindor wishes he just stayed with the Windians. They got, you know, doubled. 3 doubles given up in the 3rd inning to go up 3-0. And they fought back a little bit. I'll say this. It's good to see Lindor with a couple knocks driving a run in. It's good to see guys like Starling Marte hitting the ball. It's good to see guys like Jeff McNeil hitting the ball out. Like guys that you're paying, guys that you're expecting to contribute, and a guy that you're supposed to be evaluating this year in Mark Vientos with a shot to deep center. And I don't know. All in all, Adrian Hauser gets the start. And I thought Adrian Hauser was moved to the bullpen. Whatever. Adrian Hauser gets the start. He gives up 6 hits, 6 earned runs, and he strikes out 4, and it's not enough. The Guardians are able to edge out the Mets 7-6. And like I said, that inning, the third inning is just double, scoring runs. And then they tack on 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, and they don't need anything else to hold on to that lead. The Mets out-hit them 11-7. So there's some positives, but all in all, nothing is positive when you keep losing. You're 21-27. You lose another series here, and you don't feel great about where you are as far as a team, an organization, your identity, and it just seems like there's always something else. It's a Marte getting thrown out on the base pass, and then a random ejection. Lindor with the quote about how much he misses winning and being in Cleveland. And there's just a lot of different things that keep popping up for the Mets where it's like same old Mets and not good enough, but not even trolling, not kicking them while they're down, just stating what's going on with the Mets. You know, a lot of people are saying they're this close to being irrelevant. They are right now. And they're irrelevant because they have the highest payroll in baseball, right? Or, you know, they're facing one of the lower payrolls in baseball, and they're not able to beat that team. They're not able to go to Miami and beat the Marlins, another low payroll. And there's just confusion in a season where, you know, you're supposed to compete for a wild card, but also you lowered expectations, and some people thought you were punting, and guys are hurt, and I don't know. Where do they go from here? They come back home, and they've got to face some tough competition, and it's probably not going to get better before it gets worse. For a while, they were around 500, and I was like, they got to rip off a win streak, and they weren't able to do that, and now it seems like they're sinking further and further. At least the Yankees were able to rip off a win streak where you don't feel so bad about losing back-to-back games, splitting a series here against a first-place team, but of course, people are going to have their thoughts and narratives about, oh, who have they beaten? Oh, here's a better team. Here's a team above 500. The Yankees are a good team. The Yankees are arguably the best team in the American League. And yeah, they did build themselves a little bit of a cushion, but it's time for them to get off the mat a bit. And we'll see if they can do that the next 2 days. 87-7, 33-7, 66-66. So I mentioned the Celtics. The Celtics barely survive game one. I just don't even want to watch the Celtics Pacers play. Like, whatever. Just I'd rather the Pacers beat the Celtics just so the Celtics collapse and fail again as the one seed. But nobody wants to see the Pacers in the NBA Finals. So I guess you want to see the Celtics. But whatever. That game right there swung the series. Remember I'm saying that. Whether the Celtics win, I think the Celtics probably win in 6. I don't think they win in 7. Maybe they even gentlemen sweep now because the Pacers lost that game. The Pacers had it. They had it. Jaylen Brown throws up a prayer. It's answered. And then they lose in overtime. The Pacers go down 133-128 to the Celtics, and they absolutely had that game. They had them late. They had them with 5 minutes left, 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left, seconds left, and they fumble that one. And, yeah, like I said, as we get closer to 12 o'clock midnight, we turn the page. It seems like a long time since the Rangers have played. Like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it seems like a long time since, what, Friday? Yeah, that is a long time. I don't know. Here we go. Madison Square Garden tickets are somebody's rent. And let's see what the Florida Panthers got going on. Are you guys afraid of the Florida Panthers? I know they're good or whatever, but like, I don't think you should be afraid of Florida Panthers. Did Evan Roberts really claim the Florida Panthers as his team because of his family? You can't do that, Evan. I know you want to go against, but Florida, the Panthers, there's no reason for this. 877-337-6666. And, of course, I know you guys want to talk about the J-E-T-S, Jets, because Aaron Rodgers is talking. When is he not? Aaron Rodgers is back in action. Oh, yeah, in a red jersey and shorts. Like, you guys do care about Aaron Rodgers so much that, like, he can make news talking about anything with this team, and just, like, people are jazzed up about him throwing passes on air. And it's just, to me, it's, I don't know. I know football's coming, but this isn't real football. This is nonsense. This is just the NFL trying to, like, you know, stay in the front of everybody's minds. What these guys are doing right now, they are hanging out at the facility. They're doing a little bit of football activities. They're getting to know each other, and they're meeting the media. And Aaron Rodgers is doing what he does. He's talking. Enough with the talking. I get it. You know, Sauce Gardner talking too. Oh, yeah, I think we can win a championship. Yeah. Okay, duh. Get to the playoffs. Get to the playoffs. And that's so far from now. But I'll take your calls on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers in practice slinging it, and vibes are high, vibes are good. I was driving to Yankee Stadium today thinking about, man, how crazy is it that fast? We're like, okay, healthy Aaron Rodgers, here we go again. Let's try this again. And Aaron Rodgers spoke to it saying, you know, if we don't succeed, a lot of us are gone. A lot of us are out. And, of course, they took questions on Nathaniel Hackett and everything else. So Jets fans chime in. Giants fans chime in. I will say Daniel Jones is participating right now. And if you've heard me talk about Daniel Jones, I don't think he's going to be cleared for preseason contact, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's superhuman. Maybe he's progressed faster than I actually thought, and he's going to be ready to go, which is a good thing. You need that guy ready to go. You're paying him, and he's the best quarterback you have on the roster. So that's what we're talking about tonight on The Fan. 877-337-6666. Back from Yankee Stadium yelling and screaming, come on, Kleber! But the Yankees lose again. The Mets lose again. The Pacers lose. And we're hoping that the...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rangers can get a win as we get closer to the start of Game 1 in their series.
World Series over! Yankees win! The Yankees win!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, boy. Now that the Knicks are done, they just showed the Celtics fans in a mob with, like, a camera and lighting, and I guess they're going to shoot their next Side Talk NYC-type video. The Knicks are eliminated, so somebody's got to take over and mob the streets. Someone's got to copy New York, and it's the Celtics fans. They were outside chanting, F New York. They thought that that's who they were going to be facing. Now they barely survived Game 1 against the Pacers, and those Bostonians are going crazy. So lame. Can't have anything around here. Anyway, 877-337-6666. Let's talk about the Yankees. Let's talk about the Mets. And I'm sure by the time we get after, midnight here, we're going to be leaning into the Rangers. Josh is in Passaic. Josh is first up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm all right. I would have rather gone to the stadium and seen a win tonight, but it is what it is.
Right. So also first, you have to understand also about people wanting to talk about football. If you're a Mets fan and you don't go for the Rangers, right now football season, you wish it's already starting and you look for any news that you want to think about it like that.
Yeah, I know some people are like probably already leaning in, like basketball's over. If you're a Knicks, Mets, Jets fan, you're already all locked in on everything that the Jets social media is posting. But it's just, I don't know, we've got a few months from that. And all I'm seeing around Aaron Rodgers from Yankees Twitter is Yankee fans blaming Aaron Rodgers for the Yankees losing the last two games, because since he showed up, the Yankees are 0-2.
Aaron Rodgers likes to always be on the news, right? Every other day there's something else. But, Keith, first off with the Pacers-Celtics game, I'm with you. I don't want to see any of these teams in the finals. I don't want to see the Pacers because I'm more of a guy that likes to see, like, not a legacy, but like more of like the top-tier players end up winning it all. And I feel like I always see Boston these days in the playoffs. Every time,
well,
the same annoying team,
yeah,
the same three players, that they never do it, but always there.
Yeah, the Celtics have been to, what, three straight Eastern Conference Finals? They're here every year, and they usually flop. They usually fail. But that game right there, the Pacers losing that game in overtime like that, that flips the series. I think they just threw away. They obviously threw that game away. I think they also threw away the series because it's just a huge momentum swing. If you can steal, they say the series doesn't start until the home team loses. If you can steal that first game.
But also by the Knicks team, people were saying that was a big momentum swing the first one or two games. I'm with you. I don't know. The Indies shouldn't have lost it. I mean, it was a great play that Mazzulla drew to get Jalen Brown that shot. I don't know how that went in. I know
he wasn't even open. It was a prayer, but yeah, I don't know. I can't stand the Celtics, and they're probably going back to the finals.
So then, before I get to the Mets, Keith, right now, how are you feeling with Stanton? You know, now that he's putting a little more bat on the ball, sending bombs out, where's your confidence around him?
I got no problem with Giancarlo Stanton, honestly. And I think, you know, a lot of times you'll hear me say, Yankee fans, refresh your information. You know, I've had some conversations with people, Stanton's got to go. Why? Because his contract is what it is. That contract's old now. That contract was made a long time ago. Giancarlo Stanton is doing what he's supposed to do. He's got home runs. He's got some other. He's hitting singles, doubles. He's hitting the ball off the wall. I've got no problem with Giancarlo Stanton right now.
And then just one last one for the Mets. How long do you think Trent Grisham stays on the MLB roster for the Yankees?
Not long. He was kind of a throw-in in the Soto deal. He's also a guy that you figure, like, okay, you don't want Judge playing center field every single day. You can put him there. But when
he doesn't hit.
You know, he literally doesn't hit. And it's funny because we talked about him as like a 200 hitter so far. He's not even a 100 hitter. And I don't know. You have enough outfielders, and I don't know what the plan with Dominguez is. So the question was how long? I think he's here until the deadline, and then they might move him somewhere or you know, just DFA him. Like his defense in center field being the main thing that he brings to the team is not bringing anything to the team. There's Judge that can play center field. Pretty soon Dominguez coming up that can play center field. Trent Grisham not hitting. Like I don't get excited to see Trent Grisham is in the lineup.
And then Keith, with the Mets, I was looking last night who's going to pitch today, and I see Adrian Hauser. I thought it must have been just like something going with like ESPN, like maybe they just messed up the rotations or something. And like I told somebody in my class, he's like, "Ah, you must have seen something wrong." And then like, what in the world? Why?
I thought he was a bullpen guy.
Right. This guy, he went 5 innings, 6 earned runs, and his ERA barely moved up. The guy is horrible. He throws meatballs out there. He has so many walks and hits. Even the bullpen, whatever, 1 or 2 innings, I'm like a blowout game. I don't know why this guy's starting games.
So doesn't that feel like a disconnect, Josh? There's definitely a disconnect between what the fans are expecting and what the team is doing. If you're expecting this guy to come out of the pen and he's starting games.
Yeah, I'll probably try to look up why exactly it happened. But at least
why could that happen? Because he's a starter,
right? But what they have to say about it if he's cut from the bullpen? If anybody said anything about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I can find that for you. I just think it was a decision to go with him, because he, you know, maybe it was just a temporary bullpen stint.
I mean, I don't know. Also, like the injury news, I don't understand. Like Brooks Raley, whenever I look at the Mets news, it says setback. Now elbow surgery. Why did it just happen right away? And then with Kodai Singh, like, when is he ever coming back? One day it says good news. One day it says bad news.
He's a man of mystery. International man of mystery with Kodai Senga. The world may never know.
But that ghost fork is like seems to take him with it. You know, it's like disappearing over here.
He is a ghost fork.
And then
he doesn't want to eat.
And then it's at least Mark Vientos is hitting now, and I don't know why it has to be a decision anymore. Beatty is, if you're going to have to send one of them down, what would be the reason to send Vientos down? I know he hasn't played too much, but at the end of the day, he has played well in the games he has played. So I wonder what they're going to do, but hopefully it's Beatty that goes down. I mean, there are a lot more players on the rest of the roster that will be fine with going down, even like Adrian Hauser, but Kobe, they just need bullpen arms, Keith. So thanks for taking my call. And just the last thing, though, I ended up putting $10 on the Rangers, and I was hearing it from a Devils fan, but he wanted to put money down. So now I'm kind of in between. I don't know which team to root for. And thanks for taking my call. Good night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Where'd you put that $10 down? On your dad's account? I don't know. Paulie's like, how old is he? The kid's 16. Yeah, well, listen, I mean, the can of worms was opened long, long time ago. The gambling stuff is everywhere. Everybody wants to put a wager in. It's not going to lead to good things, but it has always been around us, and now it is prevalent. It is on every game you watch. Here's what the odds are, and here's how much money to wager to win. So I guess, you know what, $10 on the Rangers to advance to the Stanley Cup Final?
I hope that's like a bet between him and his friend.
Maybe it's just a handshake bet.
It's a handshake bet, not, you know, be like, call it like draft kids.
Devils fans got to just like, just understand it is what it is, man. Like, okay, the Devils got the best of the Rangers last year. Last year's over. The Devils haven't played in months. let the Rangers fans enjoy their run, right? This is how I felt about the Knicks too as a Nets fan. I'm like, what's the point of just being such a hater? You're out. You don't want your neighbor to have success. You don't want your coworker, your friend, your brother, some of you guys, your cousins to have success and joy in advance? Nah, some people got pure hatred, especially in hockey. I'm like, man, these hockey rivalries. No, there's no, there is no.
It's you for hockey. It's irrational hate.
Yeah, there is no.
For no reason at all, you're just gonna hate. Now, with the Devils and Rangers, obviously there's a rivalry there.
The Florida Panthers. There's no reason for anybody up here to be rooting for the Florida Panthers, but obviously Islanders fans and Devils fans rather see the Florida Panthers get to the Stanley Cup than the Rangers.
There you go, and that's the reason.
So. What I was saying, and I was talking to some folks tonight, I'm like, don't you guys want to see a parade? I'd like to see us get one step closer to actually having that parade. The Islanders can't get us closer. The Devils can't get us closer. The Rangers are still alive. The Knicks can't get us closer. The Rangers are still alive. So, yeah. I might not be a fan of the team, but I live in the city. I work in the city. I'd like to see somebody bring the trophy back to the city.
Right. It's not like you're rooting for the Mets to do well. Where the Yankees and Mets thing, it's such like a dynamic. Like,
but when the Mets played the Royals in 2015, I wouldn't have cared if the Mets won the World Series. What does the Royals winning do for me? Nothing. It did nothing. I wasn't rooting for the Royals. I didn't care. I was indifferent. I barely watched that World Series. Like Mets, Royals, those are two of the like bummy franchises in the history of the sport.
Here we go.
Back then, I'm like, good for them. You know, eventually, stay down till you come up. Eventually, you'll get back there. Eventually, you'll get to the mountaintop. But no, I get it. Hatred of these rival teams around here, it runs deep. But I don't understand the, like I said with Evan. Evan, you're an Islanders fan. You can't just be like, oh, well, my family members root for the, so I'm rooting for the Panthers, unless you're being just a pure hater. I'm not doing that. I don't think that I said Evan has the tenure to do that, right? Afternoon Evan's been on the station for 17 years. I haven't been around long enough. Somebody listening to me for the first time be a hater is like, who's this guy hating on the Rangers? Nah, there's no point. Who's this guy hating on the Knicks? No. There's no point. 877-337-6666. I hate on the Mets a little bit, but it's all fun. Like, it's just a little banter, right? Like, Queen's Best Dance Crew and, you know, Edwin Diaz with the LED show and the trumpets. Well, not anymore. Like, that. All those little things are just, you know, talking about Francisco Lindor wanting to be back in Cleveland and how Steve Cohen is tweeting at bloggers and all that stuff. Like, it's just Metsy stuff. It's just Metsy as it getsy.
3-9 in the last 12 games for the Mets. That's all you need to know.
And they're, like that,
they're
too.
They're 3-9. They suck right now, bottom line.
But that is because they don't have a clear leader, a clear direction. There's dysfunction. And like Josh from Passaic told me when I was saying, what's their identity now? Is it Steve Cohen? And it's the Steve Cohen era? And the Steve Cohen era started off as, oh, we're going to win a World Series in the next 5 years. And then you realize how hard that is. And it's like, uh-oh, let's sell off. Let's hire an Ivy League guy to be the president of baseball. Up, kick the can down the road. Did I say 5 years? Give me 10. Maybe give me 15. It's hard to do. But young Josh said this is their identity. They're the Mets. They lose. And they have ridiculous headlines and stories and things come out that make you scratch your head and say, LOL Mets. It's tough. It is what it is. Maybe they'll get hot. Doubtful. I don't know. I do not know. Let's talk about the Yankees, though. The Yankees losing two games to me. They lost two games. Now, yeah, they also left guys on base. Not great. They also had opportunities. Didn't capitalize. Not great. But you're going to lose baseball games. There's 162 of these things. The Yankees are 33-17. I'm all right with that. Now, if they lose this series, if they get swept at home, as we get later in the week, I have a different tone. But I just was happy to see Gleyber Torres come through. Clutch gene activated tonight. Right? Can we get to the point where if Gleyber Torres is hitting, batting 7th, 8th, right? Gleyber hitting, Volpe hitting, Volpe extending his hit streak to 14 games. He's figured it out as the leadoff hitter. Soto with a rare 0-for-4, 2 strikeout night. Can we get to the point where Volpe's hitting, Soto's hitting, Judge is hitting, Verdugo, Rizzo, Trevino's been great, Stanton's been solid, but Gleyber hitting, John Birdie or Cabrera, doesn't matter. DJ LeMahieu's on the way back. Gerrit Cole is on the way back. So for the Yankee fans, and I understand there are Yankee fans that just want something to be mad about, want to criticize Aaron Boone or criticize a certain player or pitcher or somebody on the team just to be mad, just to balance out the good, you know, 7-game win streak, all in all feeling like this team is special. This could be a team to do what we all need and want them to do. I mean, we can lean into it tonight. We can certainly lean into it tonight. 5 left on base, 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Not good enough. Mistakes made, right? That play, Volpe, Glaber knocks the ball down. Volpe gets the ball, fires it to first base. Should have just got the out. It's like little things like that, little mental lapses. You go back to 2 nights ago, Glaber not putting the ball in his pocket, skipping it past Rizzo. One thing leads to another. That's how you lose baseball games. But the best teams are going to lose baseball games. You got to learn from it. So let's see what you guys think from watching the games and you know, who's your whipping boy and who you want to blame and who you're mad at tonight. Simon's in New Haven, Connecticut, next up on the Fan. Go for it, Simon.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, you know.
I like to blame the Yankee hitters a little bit because it seems like they're so fond of playing ping pong with all these ground outs and pop ups.
Yeah, it's tough.
But you know, but like you said, you know, they are hitting. And can I make a comment about the Mets, if I may?
Yeah.
You see, because I know the Mets fans always critique us Yankees, but it's about time we Yankees critique the Mets. All right, they're done. They choke every single year, Keith. All right, they choke. They do so much stupid things, I could write a book about it. They're done. Just throw away your tickets, come over to our side. You know why, Keith? Because the Judge and Soto are mightier than the Lindor and the Alonso.
Well, what if Soto signs with the Mets next year? What if Soto goes to other side?
He's not. I know he's not.
I know he's not. I'm just messing with you. But that was something that was floated for months out here. Oh, yeah, enjoy him. He's renting in the Bronx, but he's going to own in Queens. Why would he want to do that?
I don't know. Hey, Keith, I wanted to ask you about Jason Dominguez. I know there's talk that he might be coming back to the Yanks, you know, and maybe getting some DH spots and maybe playing the outfield. But what I wanted to ask you was, where could you see him batting in the lineup at all? Maybe in 4 or 5 spot, or where were you thinking?
He's a switch hitter, honestly. And, I mean, when you look at the lineup right now, drop Verdugo down and put him in the middle. Put him where Verdugo is, clean up. Verdugo is a good hitter, and I like what he brings to the table, slapping the ball around. He hustles, but he's not going to give you that power at the cleanup spot. Dominguez is going to hit the ball out of the park. Maybe you see him there, and I think that's where the Yankees had him when he was up here last year. He was bad in cleanup.
And I'm also glad Aaron Judge came out of his slump, because I have a personal nickname for Aaron Judge. I call him the gift from God, because that's what he is. He's a gift from God, Aaron Judge, right?
He's
the captain.
He is blessed by the baseball gods. The guy is ridiculous. I'm glad he's healthy. I'm glad he's gotten back to being Aaron Judge.
Mm.
So they have Dominguez batting second with the Somerset Patriots behind Spencer Jones, who's been leading off.
And what about DJ LeMay? You think he's going to maybe play second base a little bit, or maybe back up at first for Rizzo?
Last night I was saying, don't tell me that DJ is coming back and he's just going to take reps at third base when you got two guys who have been decent over there. Oswaldo today flashing the glove, making some plays. John Birdie as well. Like, I know Gleyber Torres showed up with some heroics tonight, but why can't there be a rotation in this infield when DJ comes back? He can play first, second, and third. Spell Rizzo, spell Glaber, play the matchups, and you traded for John Birdie. He's here. Oswaldo is a fan favorite, a clutch player at times. You got to use him. They might even put Oswaldo back in the outfield if they're able to move on from a Trent Grisham. Who knows?
Let me ask you something else about LeMahieu. I mean, I know that he's not going to play shortstop, but God forbid if anything happens to Volpe or anything, could you see LeMahieu realistically playing shortstop if in an emergency?
I could see Oswaldo Cabrera playing shortstop maybe even Oswald Peraza in case of an emergency.
Well, that sounds good. I know we're not going to panic, I know, but, you know, sometimes I just want to, you know, give Boone a smack on the cheek because of the stupid style of magic, but I'll get over it, you know. But I know we're in first place, you know. We'll come out of this slump, you know. We're good. As long as we have Soto and Judge, my gift from God, we'll be all right, and we're going to go all the way to the World Series this year, Keith. Any one of you Met fans that want to come over to our side, you're more than welcome to do so. I'll be happy to convert you because, let's face it, Yankees rule.
I don't know. I don't care what Simon says. You Mets fans, stay on that side. Don't come over. I see a lot of you try to do that. See a lot of you pop up. I'm like, hey, I saw you with a Mets hat on. Just stay over there, bro. Stay over there. Don't try and no. That's stay down till you come up. I know Simon seems welcoming, but are you taking a welcome from a guy that told you your season's over, that he could write a book on all the laughable things that you do? No. Stay there, and I don't know, being a Mets fan will build your character. Leave the Yankees to us, and if you want to hate on the Yankees, enjoy that. But it's clear, the more things change, the more things stay the same. Anthony's in Nutley, New Jersey. You got it, Ant. You're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? This is Ant from Nutley. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm in here watching SportsCenter as they're showing how the Pacers absolutely peed down their leg and fumbled that game away. But other than that, yeah, looking for some stuff from Boone's press conference and different things to add into the mix here.
Sounds good. Yeah, so tonight I was actually at the Yankee game myself. I went with a couple of buddies. We're all hyped up. We got some seats behind home plate, maybe 8 rows back, and on our way in to the Bronx, my boy Nick turns to me and he goes, Trent Grisham's in the damn lineup.
Yep.
And I look at him and I go, God dang it. Because I don't want to see that guy bat another at bat for the Yankees. I'm not panicking at all, like you said. But send that guy down or get rid of him. I mean, I can't stand looking at him in the lineup. I'd much rather Garrett Cole have a bat in the lineup at this point.
Not Garrett Cole. But I understand. It's just like, why? Why do we have to take Stanton out? We have to take Stanton out for scheduled rest. But this guy was strikeout swinging, grounds out. He hasn't brought his bat. He's been pretty bad at the plate. He had that good little bit of a run going back to Milwaukee where he originally started playing. But when you look at Trent Grisham's numbers, they are pitiful. He's batting .056.
I mean, I know you say you don't want Cole, but man, he's batting .163 in his career. Why not him over Grissom?
I want Cole to focus on getting right and getting healthy. But yeah, you know, in a night like tonight, it's just like when, like you said, I was also heading to the stadium and I learned Stanton's not in the lineup and Judge is getting the DH spot and Grisham is playing center field, and it doesn't make you feel good about a bounce back night, right? It doesn't make you feel good about a lineup that you feel like, okay, tonight we got to hit, we got to score runs, you know, we got to get last night's game back that we blew. It's not all on Trent Grisham, but Trent Grisham doesn't give you a good feeling. In his last 15 games, he's got 2 hits, that 1 homer, 3 ribbies. He's batting .071. It's just not good. There's nothing good about it. And in favor of resting Stanton, which I don't think Stanton needs rest, he doesn't run. He doesn't run around the bases. He hits, and I know they're doing this to kind of keep him fresh, and it's been working. And also, it's for Judge. It's also to get Judge out of center field running around.
Of course.
But at the expense of having to watch Grisham bat and not Giancarlo Stanton is whack. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we're going to have DJ coming back soon, hopefully, knock on wood. But,
yeah,
I mean,
so that's going to spell the end of some of this. The bench is going to – they're going to have some moves to make. The bench is going to be different. And, I mean, let's see what happens with Dominguez. All in all, they were in this game again tonight. It was a one-run game. And then yeah, Clayton Andrews, you know, city was too big for him. Thanks for the call, Anthony. 877-337-6666. So Clayton Andrews has been optioned back to AAA. It's not his fault. Tommy Canley will be activated tomorrow. Welcome back, Tommy Canley. Hopefully he's not like the 2023 version of himself that just threw a changeup over and over and over again until it eventually got rocked. Looking forward to tomorrow's game. Nasty Nestor night. Hard to get a ticket. Nasty Nestor night. Nestor, save us. Get on the mound against Bryce Miller and do your thing. Again, tip your cap to the M's. They've been pitching well all year. And they have enough crafty guys in their lineup that they'll get the best of you. They're no slouch. They don't play in the AL Central. They're not the Tigers. They're not the Twins. They're not the White Sox. 877-337-6666. Brian Wu and the Wu crew. He pitched well tonight. 6 innings, only gave up 2 hits, struck out 7. His ERA is .057. And I know he hasn't had that many outings, but they're doing something right over there in Seattle. And you know what? It's not even like, I thought Julio Rodriguez was going to come over here and put on a show. He hasn't really balled yet. It's the bottom part. Like, Ty France had two hits tonight in an RBI. DJ Moore, like, what? Or Dylan Moore, the nine hitter, has three hits, four RBI. Broke the game open with that two-run shot. And I was listening to the post game, and they were talking about how Dylan Moore, you know, is such a great story. Not really, but, you know, he was playing shortstop, and he's kind of been like a utility guy for them. And J.P. Crawford just came back, but he's still sticking around. Okay, they got a bunch of crafty, no-name guys. They got guys like Dominic Calzone making diving plays in right field. We're in the bleachers heckling him. And he's going out there getting it done. I was out there after he made that first diving catch. I'm like, you're going to go 0 for 4 tonight. Stop diving and hurting yourself. You're going to go 0 for 4. He went 0 for 2. He had a walk, strikeout. But he was there. There were some balls that were hit pretty hard into the gap, and he was tracking them down, making plays. That's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan baseball, but it is what it is. You hit the ball hard. Sometimes there's a guy there. Sometimes there's not. I mean, looking for a positive. Again, 37,000 people plus show up to the Bronx to see the Yankees play the Mariners on a weekday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Unfortunately, Gleyber Torres heroics were not enough. The script, the plan to deploy Clayton Andrews in that moment absolutely backfired. And like I said, Aaron Boone pretty much admitted it. You know, we don't really get that out of like managers. We don't really get that out of players in postgame. He pretty much said, in hindsight, probably wasn't the best decision to pitch him there. Especially when you fight to come back. It's a one-run game. After Gleyber does that, I'm in the stadium talking to folks like, I'm trying to figure out when to leave or not leave. And I'm like, I can't leave because it's a one-run game. They could easily rally and walk this off. Well, it didn't end up a one-run game. It became a three-run game pretty quickly. Let's go to Lakewood and talk to Ari on the fan. What's up, Ari? You got it.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. As much as Brian Wu did it very good today with two hits, whatever, but I think it's just a bad stretch for the Yankees. Two games, okay, you're gonna lose some. You're gonna win some, as Yogi Berra will say. So it's you're gonna have some bad stretches, you're gonna have some good stretches. So as much as Luis Castillo taking the mound on Thursday, we'll maybe put a dent in the Yankees, but I think the Yankees come out swinging tomorrow.
Yeah, we gotta win one tomorrow. But we can't go into, like, you lose tomorrow, you lose the series. Then with Luis Castillo on the mound, you're in jeopardy of getting swept at home after you just won seven games in a row. Getting swept at home and losing four in a row erases that.
Yeah, and about Spencer Jones, he's not getting, I don't know, they're not talking about bringing him up so soon, but we see that Grissom is struggling up in Major League. They're going to send him down soon. And so is Spencer Jones ever an option of bringing up like next year?
No, I don't think we see Spencer Jones at all this year. I think there might be a chance that we see Jason Dominguez, but they're slow rolling that. They're slow playing that. Trent Grisham is a major league outfielder with his glove. He's just struggling at the plate. And some will tell you he needs reps. He needs at-bats to get better at the plate. And that's why they keep consistently doing this where, I don't know, if it's every other series, they rest Judge, they rest Stanton by sitting Stanton down, giving Judge a half day to DH and get out of center field, and putting Trent Grisham there.
Okay, thanks, Keith. Take a call.
No problem. Thanks for making it. You know, tonight is just one night, but you're through this seven-game win streak, what did Trent Grisham do? You know, was there a key moment where you were like, man, Trent Grisham? No. So in a loss and in a night where Stanton is out of the lineup and Trent Grisham plays and he's striking out, swinging, and he's grounding out, and he's Trent Grisham. He's the whipping boy. That's how it goes. Boo, boo, Bronx cheer. But a bunch of other guys struck out too. Oswaldo Cabrera, Alex Verdugo, Anthony Volpe, Austin Wells, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto. It's baseball. They're going to strike out. Gleyber Torres struck out early, came back, redeemed himself with a three-run bomb. Made us all believe, okay, here we go. We can bounce back and steal this game. It wasn't a punt lineup. I see people saying that too. Oh, it's a punt lineup. It's not a punt lineup. They have scheduled rest, and they have plans. And you know what? It's the best laid plans of mice and men. Men make plans and God laughs. And the Yankees have a plan, being 33-17, to rest Giancarlo Stanton so that he's healthy the whole year, to get Judge out of center field so he doesn't have to keep running on that toe, and to get Trent Grisham at bats. That's part of the plan. It's May 21st. As simple as that. And it might not feel like a good plan to run those guys out there as well as Clayton Andrews, but part of the plan with the bullpen and the bullpen budget and the arms, hey, let's do that. It's just you didn't get the results you want. It's not what you want. Simple. Matt is in Lakewood, not far from Ari. What's up, Matt? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Quick question on Gerrit Cole. It's him coming back soon and all. Could you see either one of the five guys in the rotation now going to the bullpen, or do you see Nestor because of his, I guess, poor performance on the road? And he's not great at home, but he's okay. Do you see him being sent down?
Nah, because Lester gives you 6-7 innings. Nestor is crafty. I mean, his numbers might not be that great from some of the early parts of the season, but I have been saying this. We're looking at every guy in the rotation as a candidate, right? You started with Nestor. I don't think that they put Nestor in the bullpen. I know he's done it, but he's a starter in this league. He was an all-star 2 years ago. He's getting paid to be a starter. Carlos Rodon is getting paid to be a starter. Marcus Stroman is getting paid to be a starter. Those three guys are major league starters with experience. Now, the two young guys, Clark Schmidt and Luis Gil, I think that most of us like what we've seen out of Clark Schmidt and Luis Gil. Young guys with not that much service time. Like, I don't think they get bumped either. They're starters. I said there's maybe an option to see Luis Gil come. Just because you look at his stuff, there's an option to see Luis Gil come out of the bullpen as an eighth inning strike him out guy throwing 98. Also, because he's coming back from Tommy John, he's young, and they're going to try to protect him. But the word is, we're not protecting something we don't have to protect. We're going to watch him. We're going to monitor him. If his mechanics aren't breaking down, if he's still throwing hard, yeah. You know, he's never thrown over 100 innings, whatever, in his career. But we're not shutting him down. Just in theory, we're going to look at him and see. So that's something that we can't figure out by the time Cole comes back in June. If it's me, I am making it a six-man rotation, giving everybody an extra rest day when you look at the gauntlet they're going to face in June with the Orioles and the Dodgers, and the Braves, and the Mets.
Yeah, do you think Gerrit Cole's injury is going to be like, guys, like Judge and like linger a little bit? Do you think he escaped it for now and is going to come back and end up being Tommy John?
He's a pitcher. It's an arm thing. It's an elbow thing. I have no idea. I was so scared in spring training when this happened, because I'm like, oh no, Gerrit Cole, Tommy John. I don't want to think about that. It's so different than a toe. And I just know Cole is such a student of the game. He just knows his body and how to throw and what happened. I just hope that he, from what I saw today, he looked good. I hope he's good. He comes back and there are no issues and he's Gerrit Cole the rest of the way. It might not happen right away, but the rest of the way. 877-337-6666. We got a break. I'm up against it. I'll say good morning on the other side. And coming up soon, my Casamigos big shot of the night.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.